Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello. And again, welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'm Glovina Williams, and I want to talk to you today about soul food. Yes, I think we all know a bit about soul food. It's a food that's very common with African Americans, and it's actually a combination of West African cuisine combined with Native American cuisine. So today we're going to talk about that soul food that does something special for you. Because I still want to say to you today that often we do not step out on faith because we have some doubt as to our purpose. Maybe lacking precision or being able to really pinpoint what is my purpose. But if you'll take on the challenge and just reflectively ask yourself, what is my purpose? What am I called to do? And what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? I also want to say this part. I want to challenge you. What have you set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried? Remember, often we don't step out on faith because we may perhaps be lacking clarity. You know, the more we allow the word and other positive readings and listenings, you know, we have YouTube, we have so many social media platforms that we can gain some positive reinforcement through words, often through music. And this nourishes our soul. And the greater our strength becomes, our mindset begins to align and it becomes attuned with these positive thoughts and readings and listenings. And this is what can transform our thinking, and it can cause our attitudes to shift toward hope. In other words, we'll begin to plan and achieve our predetermined goals. You know, it has been said that being in the presence of God, it helps us to not be so self-centered, if I can put it like that. We tend to forget ourselves in a sense, and we begin to focus on what will it take for me to fulfill God's will in the earth. And what I mean by forgetting ourselves is simply this. We don't focus on what may not be perfect about us. You know, often we're waiting for the perfect, everything to be perfectly lined up. Well, I want to talk to you today about what soul food can do to help us be nourished to step out on faith. I'm going to read a scripture to you this morning, John, the 6th chapter and the 26th verse. Please listen. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and you were filled." You know, the day after Jesus and the disciples had fed the 5,000, remember we talked about 5,000 men, they didn't count the women and children. So there was just a multitude that were fed. The crowd then went, they were looking for him. And when they found Jesus, they asked him, they said, listen, we didn't see you leave with your disciples, so how did you arrive here? They wanted to know, how did Jesus cross over to the other side? However, Jesus, he didn't answer their question. Instead, he revealed their motives for searching for him. In other words, he revealed the motive as to, you know, this is why you're really looking for me. Not that you're concerned about how I was transported from one location to the other. It had, and it also had nothing to do with the miracles Jesus had performed, even though the miracles authenticated Jesus' identity and his glory and the call that was upon his life. They weren't so much interested in the evidence that Jesus was the Son of God, but they sought Jesus because they wanted him to meet their natural need for food. They wanted him to once again satisfy their appetite for food at no cost to them. In other words, they saw him as a meal ticket, no longer as the Messiah, no longer as the Anointed One. I'm going to read another scripture, John, the 6th chapter and the 27th verse. He said, labor not for the meat which will perish, but for the meat which will endure unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give to you, for he has God the Father sealed. Jesus told them, he said, look, you're laboring for something that's not going to last. Have we done that? He said, instead, we should be working for that which is going to endure unto eternal life, which can only come through the Son of God. I want to say this today. The things of the world will perish, but if we have faith in Jesus, it's going to produce some everlasting fruit in our lives. The more and the further we draw to God, through the studying of the word, and this is basic, we do basic studying of the word of God, the more our soul is nourished and the stronger our faith will become. And here's a beautiful result. As your faith increases, fruit is produced, and it's evident, it will become evident in your circumstances and the situations in your life. It'll become evident in your just in your basic walk. So listen, the crowd continued to question Jesus. They wanted to know how they could do these type of works. That, you know, how can we do these types of work? And Jesus responded to their question. He says, look, the work of God is for those who believe on the one that God sent. Yes. They then requested proof. Well, Jesus, are you the one? They're now ignoring the miracles they had witnessed the day before. And how quickly we can forget, because just the day before, this crowd, they were proclaiming, surely he is the prophet we have been expecting. And they wanted to even forcibly take Jesus and make him a king. I want to say this, but apparently they took the feeding of the 5,000 that Jesus had only two small fish. They say they were the size of sardines and five loaves of bread. Now they've taken that for granted. It still wasn't enough. It wasn't effectual anymore. The internal work in them really had not been complete. Their bellies had been filled. Yet they stood before Jesus demanding what? More proof. How many times has God blessed us? How many times has he opened the door for you, delivered you, shown himself strong and mighty, going in as a warrior on your behalf, on my behalf, defeating the adversarial forces that we took it for granted when he did this? Maybe that's never happened to you, but sometimes we stand before God demanding more instead of having a grateful heart of simply saying thank you. In other words, what are you going to do next, Jesus? What sign are you going to show us that we can really believe who you are? We really want to know, can prove yourself. And let's examine our lives and our thoughts and our questions. How many times have we asked for one more sign before I step out on faith? I'm going to say it again. God, you're going to have to give me one more sign before I take that leap of faith. If you prove this part, God, then I'll go. And hey, let's reflect back for a moment. They actually had the audacity to tell Jesus, they're going all the way back to when the children of Israel were in the wilderness. And you know what they said to Jesus? They said, look, our fathers, they ate manna in the desert. In other words, they said, this is no new thing that you did for us, Jesus. Hey, back in the old days, they're saying, we were fed out in the wilderness. And you know, besides, and I'm speaking as if I'm one of the disciples, I mean one of the crowd, they're saying, besides, Moses fed millions in the wilderness. He fed them daily. Actually, Moses fed them for 40 years. What we want to know is, what miracle, Jesus, are you going to show us that we can really believe that you're the one who God has sent? I mean, if you want us to believe on you, do something else. Prove yourself in another way so that we can really step out on faith. And they're still talking about Moses. They thought in the wilderness, when they were fed for 40 years, when this manna, this type of bread came down from heaven, they thought Moses was the source. Listen what Jesus said to them. He said, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. There are times when we forget that God is our source. We neglect to remember this. And so much has been proven since we have been quarantined, since we've been asked to stay at home, since our social life is changing. Many things are changing. We're finding out now that it's not the job. It may not be the car. It may not be the spouse or whatever we may be leaning on more than we're leaning on God. In other words, whatever it is that we're depending on, when we really should be depending upon God. I'm not saying that we're not interdependent. I'm not saying we don't need each other. But I am emphasizing that, what is it that you may have been leaning on more than you should be leaning and depending and trusting in God? Because Moses was just an instrument. It was God who really gave the Israelites the bread from heaven, not Moses. When they were in the wilderness, they needed food to eat. So God set down manna to feed them. Just as when you need to be nourished spiritually, it is God who will nourish you. He may use someone else. He may use a YouTube video. He may use something that you're reading that may have been written by a prolific author. But it's coming from God to strengthen your soul. Because when the manna came down, they had to only take what they could eat immediately. In other words, they couldn't store the food because it would spoil. With their focus being on filling their bellies, this is the focus. But Jesus was now offering them the true bread of heaven that nourishes our soul, and he's offering that to you today. You know, the Old Testament is like a type and a shadow. It's like the New Testament. I've heard someone say it's the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. So in other words, what's in the Old Testament is, we have to dig deep, because it's all the revelation of what is to come is hid within the Old Testament. So the manna was a type of bread out in the wilderness. So listen to what Jesus said. He said, for the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven. Again, here he is revealing his identity. He's revealing glory. says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and gives life to the world. Don't we need it now? Oh, yes. Jesus was talking about himself. He is the bread of life. But they didn't respond back to him spiritually. They still hadn't focused in on the spiritual nourishment, the soul food that they needed. They wanted Jesus to continue to feed them as their fathers had been fed in the wilderness. They wanted Jesus to give them natural food. I said natural food forever. They still didn't grasp what Jesus was saying. What he's saying is, listen, I'm that bread that came down from heaven. Even back in the wilderness, it was me that was feeding you. Jesus, the bread of life, has given all of himself. And we have to give all of ourselves as well. If we only give partially, we'll receive partially. You may be asking, why doesn't the Lord bless me like he blesses others? Why are others getting revived and delivered, but not me? Could it be partially we're giving, partially we're receiving? Could it be that maybe we need to fully give in order to fully receive? I know this is penetrating this morning. I know that this is something that is causing us to think about this spiritual food that we need. It's spiritual. We need the food that will give us internal fortitude. It will nourish our souls. It will enhance our faith. You know, Jesus said, anyone that comes to me, you're never going to be hungry again. How about that? Whoever believes on him will never thirst again. Hey, never is a very arduous word. You mean I can be fed forever? Glovina, is that what you're saying? You're saying in this world I can have peace, I can experience joy, I can have a living water flowing on the inside of me? You mean I won't have to draw from someone else because I'll have something inside of me that I can give to the world so others can follow in the footsteps of peace and joy. And their faith can be enhanced. The problem was here was that these people that were following Jesus, they didn't believe him. He said, look, even after seeing me in action, even after witnessing the many miracles that I did, Jesus says, even after you've heard my teaching, you didn't believe me. Sometimes, my beloved, you too, all of your trust in your abilities, perhaps in your bank account, your connections, your education, your friends, more than you put your trust in God, who's really our source. So even after studying God's word or having testimonies of how he came through for you in the past, there can be times when you lean on your natural resources instead of the source. This is how we can step out on faith, by nourishing, by eating soul food. Food that nourishes our life, nourishes our faith, it nourishes our belief, it begins to build us up. In order to have the type of belief in God to move us into action where we can step out on faith, we must know him. We must know him. We have to feast on the word. We have to eat that soul food, which is the word of God. And I encourage you, the word of God can come to you in many ways. Through the spoken word, you can listen to others and learn many things. You can read books and learn. You can do basic research. The internet, you can find out so much and grow. As long as you're feasting on the word, as long as you're feasting on that soul food and allow it to nourish your soul, your faith will begin to increase. You'll begin to get stronger Your courage will be enhanced. You'll be more confident. You'll put your head up, your shoulders back, because you're beginning to recognize who you really are and that what is in you can produce such great results, and not just for yourself, but for your family, for those that are connected to you. You can affect humanity. This is real, what we're talking about today. And all of this can come from us taking a designated time to do some basic studying in the Word of God. I like to remind people, some say, well, I don't really know where to start in reading the Word or looking up scriptures on the internet. You can always start with Proverbs, the book of Proverbs. It's amazing. Proverbs has 31 chapters in it. I often say there's a chapter for each day. Like today is August 10th. You can just open your Bible, go on the internet, get your phone, and look up Proverbs chapter 10 and read that for today. And you will begin to grow, be nourished. Your faith will begin to be increased as you study the Word and just allow it to saturate your soul. Your spirit will become full. Your spirit then will be able to override the thoughts that try to convince you, my beloved, not to step out on faith. Listen, we have to have more than just a casual relationship with the Word if we're going to mature. It's not just about memorizing scripture. Remember, the crowd that followed Jesus, they were quick to quote scriptures to him pertaining to Moses. However, they only had knowledge, but they didn't have understanding. So as you study God's word, ask God to open your understanding. So that it's just not knowledge of scripture, but it's understanding. You hear me say often, when we understand God, we understand ourselves better. And when a person understands better, they make better decisions. So it's not just about reciting and believing. Now you must apply it. That's the stepping out on faith. And as you study the Word, God's going to bring the understanding to you. You know, he's going to bring that understanding. And then that understanding is going to convert into belief. And then you'll begin to apply this to your life. You'll begin to step out on faith in areas where you were just, you know, you were confused. You couldn't seem to pull all the pieces together. You'll begin to believe that when Jesus says, come to him, he's not going to reject you. He's going to give you the soul food to nourish you. His word will nourish you. And we'll begin to trust him. We'll begin to trust him. We will begin to step out on faith in areas that we thought we could never do. It's a blessing to know that you're safe in the hands of God. God's not going to lead you astray. He will take you to the place that he has destined for you. But trust me, it is contingent that we must believe, and our beliefs will compel us to step out on faith. I want you to know, I realize as well, this has been quite a year for all of us. It really has. It's been, in a sense, even a year of uncertainty. We've had to reexamine our goals. There are things that we wanted to do, we weren't able to accomplish this, and there's still things that need to be done. So today is about, hey, grab a hold of that word. Let the word nourish your soul and strengthen you so that you can step out on faith. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid to do it. Because the more we allow the word and other positive readings and listening to nourish our soul, the greater our strength becomes as our mindsets. Listen, the mindset, your mindset is going to begin to become aligned and attuned with the word or the positive readings or what you're listening to, these positive things. This is what will transform your thinking and cause your attitudes shift toward hope, planning, and achieving your predetermined goals. And it's been said, being in the presence of God helps us to not be so self-centered. We begin to forget ourselves in a sense. And that's what I want us to do. I want to thank you so much for being with me today. This has been such a joy sharing with you about soul food and how nourishing it is for your soul. And even looking at these times that we're living in. Still, don't let your dreams be shattered. Keep your hope intact. And continue to plan to move forward. You know, if you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at drglovinashow@gmail.com. That's drglovinashow@gmail.com. And it's two I's in my name, GLOVINIA. I want to say God bless you. May you have a wonderful day. And believe me, you're going to have a fantastic week. Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.